Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
And the reason we're talking about hot mums is because the world's hottest gran, who lives on the Gold Coast, she's 51 and she is very nice looking for a grandma. She's not your typical granny. She's a good sort, and she's come out and said, I didn't want to tell anyone, but I'm going to tell everyone that she was dating Warnie before he passed away.
Promised him to keep it a secret.
And she did for a couple of months, but it's probably a good story to get out. He was single, there's no damage done. They met, and Warnie just started talking to her, and then they hit it off perfectly.
Yeah. Match made in heaven.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. Anyway, making news, the thylacine could make a comeback. Now, the Tasmanian tiger was declared extinct in 1936.
Wow.
So this is called a de-extinction. Now, this, to me, is in the category of why would you bother and why spend all this money?
Oh, my God, amazing. Because it's incredible.
Hang on. The scientists have been working on this already for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's going to take another 10 years to see the light of day. So 25 years on this project. Why do we want to bring back a Tasmanian tiger?
Do they eat people?
Oh, I think they're vicious.
Are they like a tiger?
They're not. I think they're a cross between like a bobcat and a fox or something.
What do bobcats do?
You wouldn't want to see
one in
the wild.
If you're out walking in the bushes.
Well, you wouldn't want to corner one, I don't think.
You wouldn't want to corner one. I don't think they would come up to you
and attack
you.
What else do you want to bring back then? Why is it so important to bring back a Tassie tiger?
Because they are, what's life then, you know? Just piss and punt and weekends. We need a little bit of magic.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Some people don't want
You've summed up my life. Anyway.
I think it's great.
I just wonder, according to a couple of our listeners, Ruth, are they actually extinct?
I was driving through Roseworthy one night and my phone rang and I had to pull over. One of the footy lads was ringing me and I pulled off the side of the road and no word. This is the first time I've ever spoken about this. I swear I've seen a Tasmanian tiger.
You beauty. Where was it?
Rue, I didn't say nothing.
You should have caught it.
I looked inside and was gone. Next minute, about 2 days later, you had a caller ring up. He was driving through Malala.
Yes, we did.
That's right, yep.
And he said he'd seen it. And I was like, nah, man, I'm losing the plot. Have I seen it or not? And I'd never said nothing to this day.
He drank at the same pub you did. Right, let's hear from the other caller.
Usual routine from Gawler to Cadena. I was about 5 k's over the other side of Malala. As I seen something come out of the bush. And it just ran across about 30 metres in front of me and I couldn't believe what I saw.
Well, what was it?
To me, 100% Tassie tiger, mate.
A Tassie tiger.
You're not in Tassie. You know that, don't you?
No, I'm 100%. I saw the hind legs and the way the tail is, and I thought, that doesn't look normal. So I Googled pictures of it, and I thought, mate, it's got the same ass.
There you go. See, our listeners can confirm they're not extinct. They're not extinct. I know and ask when I see one. Hey?
Can you ring in again, mate? Are you still alive? You still trucking there? Still spotting Tassie toys? Give us a buzz, please, for God's sake. That is hilarious, that grab.
So this is a business, I think.
I saw its ass.
When you see your ex walking through the pub, I'd recognise that ass anyway.
I'm an ass man.
You want a piece of that again?
What'd you say? What are the three things we live for?
Piss and punt.
That's it.
Piss, punt.
There you go. Anyway, let's move on.
It's not far off from spring, are they? Footy's nearly finished.
Oh, now this is a business I think that is actually probably a brilliant business. So this guy calls himself the Coffin Confessor. And what he does is he tidies up the secret things in people's lives that they don't want their family to know about.
Ooh.
So, you know, you hear of people who have Medic Alert bracelets that just say, clear my browser history.
Or, oh, really?
Yeah. So they're dying on the street and it just says, clear my browser history. Right. Oh, God, what have you been looking at? Oh, jeez, Rue. Could have just been into something a bit kinky. Didn't want his wife to see it. Doesn't all have to be that grim.
Right,
anyway, this guy... His name's Bill Edgar. He's been doing Final Wishes for about 20 years. He's very successful. And he gets calls from old folks' homes or hospices all the time trying to organise it. And he said, I got a call from this bloke. He said, I'm 88, I've had a fall, and I'm not coming home, all right? But my sons are going to go around there and tidy it up, obviously, he said. And I need you to get in there because I've got a sex dungeon.
Who? An 88-year-old?
Yeah.
How did he even get in there?
No. He said, all right, you know, a couple of toys or whatever. Right. He said it's taken him 3 years to dismantle this sex dungeon. Jeez. It was that elaborate.
Oh, well, maybe
it was
that's
that elaborate.
Maybe that's the key to a long life if he's 88 and still going.
Yeah, very.
All
yeah.
right. That's what's making news overnight. It's a big news day.
Yeah, we are talking hot mums because a hot
respectfully.
Nan. Yeah, respectfully. Of course it is. Absolutely. That's what we do with every topic here on the Brekkie Show. But just read this morning that Warnie was sort of secretly dating the world's hottest Nana. She's a 51-year-old on the Gold Coast, and she doesn't look like a Nana. She looks
like a bikini model.
Like a bikini model.
Yeah.
That would need, she's
it would need what? What were you going to say?
There we go.
A reasonable size bikini.
Yeah.
She's hot. She's a hot.
Because the one she's wearing looks like they've run out of material.
Yeah, that's right. No, that's the fashion
so
these
sad.
Days.
Yeah.
But anyway, she didn't want to tell everyone, but now she is telling everyone that Warnie was. Yeah. You know, secretly seeing her on the side.
So having a discussion this morning, as we do in our morning meeting, was saying, you know, would it be awkward having a hot mum or a hot nan? And our producer Jared stepped up to the plate and said, as it turns out. So Jared, you grew up with, and I'll be respectful here, but you grew up with a hot mum.
My mum used to get a bit of attention, yes, so that's how I know. And it was funny how Ditzel was unwarmed up to me a bit.
When he put his arm around you, I thought that was a bit
of your son.
Not at all.
But your mum was single, let's be clear here. She was
Mum is single, yep, so she's been single most of my life. And and I was saying to you guys before, but she, copped a bit of attention from... probably more so my brother's mates, but I remember when I was younger, used to go out to dinners and stuff like that, and no doubt people would rock up, have a beer. Hey, Arne, how you going? I'm just sitting there with my chicken schnitty.
Oh, how old were you?
I would have been, I remember probably 10 or something.
You were
so fellas would come up to the table and start talking to
your mum. Yeah, it happened a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, no.
So, what's that
you
like
shouldn't
as
have
a
done
kid?
That.
No. Was it awkward for you or did you
I
take
probably
it in
didn't
your
think
stride?
Too much of it. I was too young, but it was definitely funny, but she's got some great stories. She reckons she rejected Taj Burrow, a famous
surfer
one
what?
Night.
Yes. Wow.
She had no idea who he was. He came up to her, so
wow.
Yeah, she gets
he was on
attention.
The cutting room floor.
Gee. What if that's mean? Your mum's cast offs. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean like he didn't make the cut.
Oh yes, yes.
You looked at me.
Gee,
then.
I thought she had a cutting room.
You looked at me then like I'd said something really
I wasn't sure if that was me.
So what about the older what
I just
about
mean
the older brother?
The
older brother said he
he
realised
he
a bit
used
more.
To hear a bit of this actually.
Took some MILF.
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 Kidding.
I love Stifler's mum.
Yeah, so your mum is like Stifler's mum, basically. Yeah.
You know you're getting old when you used to watch American Pie and relate to the teenagers and now watch and go, I like what Stifler's mum's wearing. I connect with her more now.
Do you know?
We had one, I had one growing up. And again, I'm being respectful here. And this lady's been told many, many times, so she knows. But so I grew up hanging around Dwayne Russell. Who, the AFL commentator,
Fox footy
played
commentator.
Footy for Port and Geelong,
yeah.
But his mum, Mary Ann. So, Dwayne, I'm sorry to break it to you, but we weren't coming around to see you. I can tell you now.
Oh, no.
And I saw
did
her.
Did he know?
Yeah, he laughed about it all the time because it was just obvious. Oh. She was beautiful, and she still is. She's a beautiful lady.
Yep.
And she was a hairdresser, so all the ladies used to go and get their hair cut.
I've had
hot hairdressers.
One of my high school boyfriend's mum was absolutely beautiful and still is. I've seen her around still. But she wasn't hot. She was like a beauty out of time. And her name was, I shouldn't say it, but her name was Marilyn. And we used to just call her Munro.
Yeah.
We just go, Munro. She's so beautiful. And you just get lost looking at her. But yeah, I don't know if she.
Isn't Gilly's mum hot?
Amos. Amos Gill's got a hot mum.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a really hot mum.
She tells a good joke about his.
Wow.
No. Say that for RSL.
Robbie Gray will play his last game this weekend in the showdown. Port Adelaide superstar has announced his retirement. In his press conference yesterday, he was asked about a standout game. Here it is.
One stands out. It's probably went over and beat Collingwood at the G in a final. And just given from where we'd come from before, I just remember being out in the G that night. I just couldn't believe it. Being out there with Trav, with him after the game. And just, I suppose, that one stuck out for me. It was my first final and no one gave us much hope.
Ken's first year.
I think it was 2013.
Just after the tarps and all that, we were in a terrible situation.
They had a great final series. Just lost to Hawthorn in the prelim.
And it's a tough situation when you're deciding whether to retire or not. Here's Robbie talking about that.
Yeah, like I said, something had been on my mind for a while, and I had discussions with people that are close to me to get their opinion on things as well. But yeah, I think I knew myself that it was time.
Yep, and he's called it a day this week. So he must have maybe even done it a couple of weeks ago to retire, to have the week off last week, get himself cherry ripe for one last big game this weekend. So there's no doubt he will have a big influence on the game. Ollie Wines is going to join us at about 50 minutes' time. We'll hear from his great mate, Ollie Wines.
Let's have a look back at the career of Robbie Gray.
In life, there are three certainties: death, taxes, and Robbie Gray winning the showdown medal.
And Robbie Gray will stroll in. He's going to open him up here. Around the body, kicks the goal.
For 16 seasons, Gray has provided highlight after highlight, collecting three Port Adelaide Best and Fairests, four All-Australian gongs, and five showdown medals along the way, making him the greatest showdown player ever.
Don't tell me, Robbie Gray, have a look at this. Five for the quarter, six for the game. Absolutely stunning by Robbie.
Gray really is the complete package. He's silky smooth, he's courageous, and he's clutch with a capital C.
Robbie Gray going. Yeah. Has he kicked it? He's kicked it. He's on the line. Port Adelaide has won.
He is one of the power's all-time greats, Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray, 40 metres out. Toughest spot at the Gabba. It's not bad. It's bloody terrific. Robbie Gray.
Robbie Gray is arguably the Power's greatest player, and fittingly, his last run will be in a showdown.
Been on my mind for a while, and I think I knew myself that it was time.
And what he's been through throughout his career, not many players get back. He shattered his knee, and then, of course, his cancer battle as well, which is often forgotten about. He was All-Australian the year after he had chemotherapy. To go through that would be so hard. To be able to go out there and dominate the way he did, it's incredible.
Can't wait to play in front of them one last time, and they've given such great supporters of me personally, but you know, they're amazing, so looking forward to getting out there one last time.
Robbie Gray was unbelievable. That was spectacular. What a superb goal that is from Robbie Gray. Magical stuff.
Brilliant stuff. Well done to everyone at Triple M, and good luck to Robbie Gray. I hope you play very well, just not too well.
Have we just been unlucky in South Australia, or is child neglect rife out there? We know that recently two little kids died as a result of neglect. There have been fingers pointed at child services, as we know, child protection. Yesterday, a mother with mental illness issues and drug issues stabbed her two kids, 8 and 3. And now we learn today of another incident. I cannot believe this. A two-year-old reportedly has been dipped or dunked into boiling water and presented at a doctor's practice. And luckily the doctor was able to decipher that something not right. This kid has actually been exposed to boiling water. What is going on now? Are these just four or five isolated incidents, Loz? Or do you think that this is going on in our lower socioeconomic areas in big numbers?
I don't know the answer, but I know that home violence and DV and neglect is a massive issue in all over the world, but in Australia. And I don't know what the solution is. You know, I mean, obviously people have a responsibility to take care of their own family, but if they've got severe mental health issues, you know, if they've experienced abuse themselves, do they have agency over that, or is that someone else's job to then come in and help them? You know, if we're going to have child protection, we've got to do it right. There's no point in having that service if it's not actually saving kids' lives.
How big a service can you provide? Where does responsibility start and stop with the parents for having kids? Are you fit and capable? Do you even realise if you're fit and capable? Mental health's a massive issue and only getting bigger. Drugs are a massive issue and only getting bigger. What comes first, mental health or drugs? Do they take drugs to get over mental health? Do they get on the drugs and get mental health as a result? Do they get too much compensation from government to have kids to start with and then use the money for drugs? There's so many questions here that just I don't think any of us are qualified to give the accurate answers.
And it's very easy to point the finger at child protection agencies, right?
How can they keep up?
Exactly, and that's what I was about to say. I mean, if you work here, maybe you're working from 8 till 5 every day, you deserve to go home and enjoy your life and your family too. You can't work 24/7, and yet these kids need 24/7 protection, don't they? So how on earth do we get on top of it? You mentioned drugs, Roo. You know, do we point the finger at ICE entirely here? So the people out on the streets selling ICE, Do they have a conscience in any way at all? When they read that two kids die, when they see that a mother stabs two children on a highway in Adelaide.
Not their fault. I don't think it's got anything to do with them. It's people's choice to do drugs. They're doing drugs. That's their decision. I just provide the drug, you know.
All right, so here's a question. We know that countries like
bottle shops selling booze probably and with domestic violence.
Okay, yeah, good point. But if you go to Singapore, we know you can be hanged for possessing drugs. Mm. Do we go down that path? Do we need, because where I sit, I'm pointing the finger at ICE here. I must say that's my...
Well, we don't know with these set cases. We do know the kid that's got with burns on it, the two-year-old kid that's been dunked under hot water. We do know that kid has ICE in his system.
Correct. Mm. That's right.
How ridiculous is that? Mm. So that means the parents must disgusting. Have given it to him. Mm. The kid can't. Go and smoke an ice pipe.
It's been on.
Right. Well, so maybe it is breastfed milk.
Are we too lenient then on drugs and the way it's produced, the way it's sold? Or
I think we're the opposite. I think we have to. This is my opinion. Mm. We legalise the whole thing.
Yep.
We have a government mandated system where people know what's going into their bodies if they choose
to do it. Produced by government officials. So
we have injecting rooms where people can safely inject if that's what they want to do with their life, because they have that's their body, their choice. But right now, it's a criminal system.
So it's their body, their choice. But the reason we're talking about this is then.
Oh, well, of course.
What about the flow-on effect of kids? And I'm worrying. I'm fearing that there are thousands of kids out there in these sorts of situations.
Course, there are.
We're
it's
naive
horrible.
To think these are the only ones out there.
No.
Of course. It's happening out there. We know that. Right. We know how big mental health is.
So we need an
entire. And we know how big drug use.
So we need an entire system overhaul right from the top to get on top of this. And it won't happen overnight, but at least we can start and head in the right. And you think was the way to go is to just legalize everything?
Well, mandate it. Have take the criminal world out of it.
Yep.
Because that's what's causing all the issues, in my opinion. This way, you have a little bit more control and scope. You tax it. You know who's on what. But look, I don't know. It's a chicken or egg thing, I guess, when you talk about what is the cause, what is it, you know, what starts the problems? Is it because they grow up in an abusive environment themselves? They have mental health issues, you know, and then they start doing drugs. Then they start, you know, I don't know.
We can't keep reading about 3, 4, 5-year-old kids on the front page of our paper living horrendous lives, can we? Mm-mm. And fearful lives. Peter at Sefton Park's given us a call about this topic. Good morning, Peter. What would you like to say?
Good morning, guys and girls. How are you?
Yeah, good thanks.
Pete.
I'm going through with Department of Child Protection and stuff like that because of my ex with a separation.
Right.
They don't really care, I've found, much in South Australia. Like, my daughter was deemed being a high risk where she is with the other parent.
Yep.
They could have, you know, and like I'm sure with the case of the other children, they could have put them in the care of a grandparent, you know, a relative or someone that is capable of caring for him, but they don't get involved.
Are you willing to care for your daughter? Did you put your hand up and say, come and live with me?
Yeah, they came, they've checked my house, they had a meeting with me. They went through everything, but they still don't get involved. They're still reluctant to get involved.
Well, I find that extraordinary. If what you're saying is your little girl is in danger or living in a poor environment, to me that should be a no-brainer. We're only getting your side of this story, as I know, but I don't understand.
Yep. Oh, it's a massive area of concern. It's a big area. Drugs, mental health, kids.
Abuse,
it's
neglect.
It's horrible at the moment.
Now, dating has become about algorithms and profiles, and it's not about going up to a cheeky babe at a bar anymore and buying her a mojito. It's what's on your dating profile? How do you cut through? It's like having a LinkedIn or something that sort of...
But is it about... Is that where they get it wrong? It's about cut through, or is it about the truth? Because if it's about cut through and what makes you stand out, isn't that misleading?
Yes, it's catfishing.
But men have never misled women. Come on.
Nor women, men.
Well, if you're after a successful relationship, that's the whole bloody issue, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know what it is people get in their own way in the beginning stages and everyone's so nervous and judgmental in those stages, it might be the love of your life, but something small will put you off and you'll run away. So it is about presenting yourself as well as you possibly can for 3 months and then revealing you're crazy.
Right.
That's what I do.
Honeymoon period.
Yeah, but I think it is it's easier for women sometimes to have the profile pictures and everything, because if friends take photos of you and help you and, you know, you got the hair and makeup.
Touch them up.
If you're just like a bloke who's just, just maybe 35, he's single again, never had a photo taken of him in his life.
From the country.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to put together a bloody Tinder. He don't know what to do.
I need a photo.
So he puts his high school picture in there or something and he looks like a predator. It doesn't mean he's a bad dude. He just doesn't have the right profile. But I've got a tip for you, because something's come out.
Okay.
It turns out that according to a big study that they did, men who have dogs in their profile pictures are 50% more likely to have a success rate of the animal.
You'd want to get the dog right.
Well, this is the thing.
If I'm looking at it,
the taste in dogs varies. It's a broad spectrum.
Yep.
What do you think is the dog that would put women off?
Put them off.
Yeah. If you're saying it in your head,
pit bull.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. An aggressive sort of type.
I'll go the other way.
You want a nice dog.
Also, to the pit bull owners out there, I'm not saying pit bulls are aggressive, but it's just maybe the connotation.
The perception.
Yeah.
I'll go the other way. If it's a too softy sort of dog.
Pomeranian.
Yeah. I'm off. I'm gone.
Okay. So what are you, like a Kelpie or something? Is that
no,
a good
that's fine.
Aussie male?
Yeah.
I've got in my head a border collie is the ultimate, like a beautiful border collie in the picture.
Mm.
And not sort of too pampered. Because if I'm looking at a guy and he's got a dog that I know I'm going to be second to in the relationship.
Oh,
I'm going to be the girl that moved into the dog's house, you know?
Yeah, yeah, good point.
Anyway, so they're calling it dog fishing as opposed to catfishing.
Right.
So if you're struggling on the app, go out and go to the pound and find yourself a mid-range dog, not too small, not too big. Get a photo with it. You don't even really have to own it.
Oh, I was going to say, dog can cost you $5,000.
Yeah. Get a pound dog. That'd be cool.
That's a rescue dog.
Bring a mate.
You're compassionate.
Can I borrow your dog?
Borrow a mate's dog.
There you go.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
And then she comes around, where's your dog?
Oh, he died. And then they're sympathetic. They go, and you've got him for life.
Maybe we can get one together, babe.
Good tip, Liza. Yeah. Good tip.
Yeah. 104.7 Triple M. If the ball's in the midfield, he'll find it. Ollie Wines, too strong.
It's Ollie Wines. Ollie Wines, standing start, goal, Port Adelaide. Hey, don't laugh. We've paid millions for this production of superstars, Brownlow medalist, exactly champion. Exactly right. Where's the Brownlow medalist? Ollie Wines, welcome to Triple M. Hey, guys. How you going? Yeah, that'd be the best intro you've ever had, surely. That was pretty impressive, yeah. I like that. Can I ask you, first of all, Robbie Gray, what's it been like for you playing alongside such a superstar? Yeah, no, it's been pretty special. Throughout my career, I've had him by my side the whole time, and I've seen, I think, the best of Robbie Gray throughout that time. To see him overcome his knee reconstruction and little cancer battle and to be able to produce what he has on the field is something that... sorry, these dogs are crazy. They're agreeing with you, the dogs. That's right. They love him too. They love Robbie. What sort of influence or legacy will he leave, Ollie, around the club? Oh, I think he'll certainly leave a bigger legacy than he certainly knows. I think since 2012, 2013, him and Boakey have done so much heavy lifting within our club to get the culture of the group where it is. And he's the type of guy to sort of fly under the radar and not say too much, but with his actions and what he's able to display both on the field and as a person, he really sets the standard for us as a role model. So he probably doesn't see that from his perspective because he's so modest and a little bit quiet, but certainly he's going to leave a lasting legacy for many years to come. You're pumped for the showdown, Ollie. There's not much to play for this week except a bit of pride. You boys pumped, ready to go? Yeah, very excited. Look, showdowns are always like that. And I think particularly after the first one where we sort of lost after the siren, and that sort of despair in a game sort of motivates you for the next one. So there's plenty on the line. Obviously, both teams aren't going to make finals, so this is almost our mini final. Yeah. Mm. Chad fired things up a couple of days ago, didn't he? He tends to do that. He's pretty passionate about these showdowns. So I think it's good to see that passion and have that sort of bit of tradition around the club. Still, a lot of these guys
myself included, come from interstate, so we're not brought up around the showdown culture, and it's good to have these guys around to sort of really fast track us.
Now, last weekend, just changing the topic, you kicked 23-8. That's very attacking football. Was there something that you did differently last weekend? Can we expect that this weekend?
Probably not so much different. It was it was probably a little bit who we play against. Essendon, if you defend them really well, they give you opportunities to rebound and score. So I think it was a little bit who we played, but also our ball use and not giving the ball back through clangers and unpressured turnovers. So I think our skills, which we put a lot of focus into over the last couple of weeks, really came through, and we were able to convert, and we're still working on those. So hopefully Saturday night we get another opportunity to kick a big score.
Other than Chad being an angry head leading into games like this, who's the most aggressive sort of white line fever player you've got down there at Port Adelaide?
I reckon it'd be a split between Tommy Jonas, which is good to have your captain that way, and Sam Palpepper,
he's in good form, isn't he, Sam?
He's fine at the moment. He's had a super year. He's really developed into his role and understand what works for him. So he's been really impressive.
Keep him breeding. That might be the key.
And who's the Crows player you're most terrified of? Who's someone that you think might bring it?
Oh, I think we always know that Darcy Fogarty brings a competitive nature, and he likes to throw the weight around. And to his credit, he's been in really good form this second half of the year, kicking a lot of goals. So he's one player that we'll be onto. I'm not sure who'd go to him. I think Aaliyah did a really good job on 2 metre Peter on the weekend. So we've got him in some good form, maybe to go there.
The off-season will be quite strange, I would have thought, for a lot of you blokes. You want to have a rest, you want to have a break, but I'm sure you're just raring to get back into it and have another go.
Yeah, certainly. And look, Tommy Jonas and I have already had these conversations about how the end of the year will feel. And I think back to the previous 2 years, getting so close and then losing in that semi, the weight almost dawns on your shoulders of what you've got to go through to get yourself back to that point where I think this year I'm already thinking it's going to be completely different, where because of the year we've had, we're motivated and want to get straight back into the tour, straight into it already. So I think that the different mindsets and I guess the poor year we've had is so motivating for us, and we want to get back into it as soon as we can.
You heading back to the river, Ollie?
Yeah, I will be. I'll be there as soon as I can. I've got Olivia over here that has moved in with me, so times have probably changed a little bit where I can't just sort of leave for 12 weeks. So I've got a little bit of going to keep me around. And,
yep. The old ball and chain, yeah.
You're still carving it up on the water, Ollie, or not? I know you're not probably allowed to go as hard as you used to, but you're still having a crack on the wakeboard?
Oh, I don't really have a crack on the wakeboard anymore. I think I've learnt my lesson.
Kane will tell you off otherwise.
From that incident. I have a ski and wake surf a fair bit. Some stuff that there's no risk on my body. So
good on you, mate.
Good on you, Ollie. Have a good feeling about this one this week. And you're going to win the medal, and Port are going to win. And the Magpies are going to beat the Crows in the lead up as well. So it's going to be a big, big day, mate. Thanks for talking to us. Well done.
No worries, guys. Thanks.
There he is, Ollie. Brownlow medalist, Ollie Wines.
Switch and save on car service and repairs with ServiceNow Pay Later options. Available at all Automasters branches. Call 1300 Automasters.
Excuse me.
Have you heard?
Psst. Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
The rumour mill.
Well, we all know that Robbie Gray has announced his retirement, but what about this? We can go all the way back to February 23.
Oh, mate, you know, not so young Robert Gray, you know that fella?
Robbie Gray.
Yeah. Yeah, Roberto Gray.
Yeah,
mate, this is his last year, I'm telling you.
His last year?
You know, Rumour has it.
How do you know?
Oh, mate, like I said, I'd have to kill you.
Rumour confirmed.
Well, all right.
So that person actually might kill.
Yeah, we don't want to die.
That's terrifying.
Let's go down to Henley Beach. Jared, are you the man that was just on air?
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry about that accent.
Oh,
you put on a fake accent.
Oh my God.
How do you know? How did you know back then in February?
I go to Robbie's barbershop, so I was just in there getting a haircut, and the lads were talking about footy and stuff, and they dropped the beans on it, and I sort of kept it quiet until I told yous about it.
Yeah, all right. Because he's got a couple of barbershops, I think.
I don't know. How many?
Yeah. He's got a bit.
Just the one at Henley Beach.
Just that one, is it? Though. Okay.
All right.
That's a quiet one, though, you know.
It's unlike hairdressers to gossip.
Yeah, that's right. That's where you find out all your good info, isn't it, at the hairdressers?
So what, this is a private secret thing and everyone in his barbershop's just telling all the clients. I think you probably want to have some sort of
I think they were over talking to each other and he overheard.
There you go. Rumour confirmed. Whoa. So it happened. We dropped it here on Feb 23.
Wow.
So well done to Jarrett. I'd say he's in the running for the $1,000 from Automasters.
Big chance.
Just a little rumour today.
Wouldn't want to get his next haircut, though. Look at his ears snipped.
Change your name. He's thrown the staff under the bus, hasn't he? Mm. Only a little rumour, but you know, a couple of years ago, VB, the beer, VB, mm-hmm. brought out aftershave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen
And we
it.
Had some sent in here, to, you know, a sample to try it out, whatever.
Mm-hmm. What have we got?
Well, they must have enjoyed the experience, VB, because they're actually releasing a whole range of skincare products.
Skincare.
I know, and I find this unusual. I would have thought, why don't you just concentrate on trying to make beer? But so the VB range
could work on it,
for men is going to get a lot bigger.
Oh,
so they're going into that sort of area.
I don't see when I associate. I mean,
rub beer into your
skin. It's yeasty, and I feel like it's got fungal elements. Right. I don't think it's not naturally what I think is
going to. I'm not sure
to the
it's
already
actual
fungal
beer
elements.
Going into your body. I think
I know, but I'm thinking from a marketing sort of perspective, like. Mm. Are people going to think of beer and then skin health? I mean, when I drink it certainly doesn't
masculinity.
Make masculinity. Oh, tough.
Oh, you're out of the bloke.
Oh, I am bloody.
I use VB skincare products.
Splash beer on
is
my
it coming
face.
Out for Father's Day? Dits, is
well,
it?
Could be. Yeah, good point. Hey, what's that? A couple of weeks away.
Get the crow's feet happening with a bit of VB.
There you go. All right, you've got a rumour. 133 53 or the Automasters text line.
0488 51047.
104.7 Triple M's $500 pressure test with Roo, Dits and Loz.
$500 went off on Monday, so it can happen.
Yep.
Let's go out to Mount Barker. Hello, Gary.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You in the new bit of Mount Barker or the old regular bit? Where are you?
Yeah, in the new bit, yeah.
Yeah, lots happening
Which
up there.
Which development?
Bluestone,
yep.
Nice. Beautiful. All right, what do you do, Gary?
Maintenance fitter.
Ooh. All right. Get
how
your hands
are you,
dirty.
How are you under pressure, Gary?
We'll soon find out.
Okay.
Well, maintenance, guys. There's a lot of maintenance going on. You'll be under pressure there. So you've got to get 10 correct answers in 30 seconds. All right. Listen to Loz.
All right. It's a topical show. Robbie Gray has retired or announced his retirement. We want you to name as 10 famous Robs.
Go.
Robbie Gray, Rob Rayner, Rob Lowe, Rob, Derek.
Who?
Rob Poulton, Rob Thomas, Rob Portman.
Hey, you're not Googling there.
Rob...
Time's up. Yeah.
Sorry,
Time's up.
Mate. Sorry, buddy.
How many did you get? Let's go to the adjudicator.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Correct.
Oh, okay. Bad 5. Bad luck, Gary. Bad now, what's the consolation prize? It's pretty
the
good.
The consolation prize is a pass to go and see
Adelaide
500. Who else is there?
Ice House.
Noise Works
on Saturday the 3rd of December. You're going to the Adelaide 500 with a mate. How good's that?
That's now, Loz, give us some famous Robs. Who could have you gone with?
Could have had Rob Schneider, Rob Kardashian, Robert Pattinson, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, Robin Williams, Robbie Williams.
Robert Plant. Robert Dippy at Domenico.
Oh, the bloke with the big choco.
Yeah, Robbie Flower, Rob De Castella. Lots of them.
Yeah, it's all good and well once the buzzer goes to start saying it.
No, we're all smart now.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Hey, what year are you in at school now?
Six.
Year six. So do you get tons of homework in year six?
Well, not much, but still a little bit.
Still a little bit.
A little bit too much.
Is there a subject that you really like at school?
PE.
Yeah.
Shock horror.
Funny.
What do you do in PE? Have you done anything a bit out of the ordinary lately?
No, we've just been doing trials for sports day.
Oh, okay. Ooh. A friend of mine was driving past the school yesterday. He thought he saw you doing the long jump. Was that right?
Yeah, we were.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay. How far did you jump?
I jumped 408 metres.
Gee, that's good. That's very good.
408.
I think that might be really
good. Is that all right? That's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, it's 4 metres.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for helping us out with that.
Look at the door, dude. That's 2 metres.
I know. No, that's a big jump.
That would be a big jump upwards.
You might go to the Olympics one day, Joe. Now, how many jokes have you got for us?
Two.
Two? Right. Okay. What's the first one?
I accidentally gave Mum a glue stick instead of a lipstick. She still isn't talking to me.
Good one, Jay. Well,
good one, Jay.
Nice one.
All right.
It's your best one for a while.
What's the next one?
I've opened a restaurant called Peace and Quiet. Kids meals only, $150.
Hang on.
Yeah, no one will be there. Is that right? Yeah, it's too expensive.
Too expensive.
Right.
Even I got that one lost.
I didn't get that. It was over my head.
Hey, I was due to get one back on you.
Yeah.
Well done, Joey.
Good on you, Joe. Have a good day,
mate.
Thank
you.
See you, Joe. Hey.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dids and Lies.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Oh, we love this. The kids ringing in with their gags. Who have you got, Roo?
I've got a little boy called Sid on the line. G'day, Sid. How old are you, Sid?
Good.
How old are you? Hey?
I'm five.
Five. Oh. Good on you, mate. So, are you in grade one yet?
Reception.
Reception. Oh. And what school do you go to?
I go to Investigator.
Oh. Investigator College. Whereabouts is that?
Oh, tough question.
It's in the harbour.
Beautiful. Wow. All right, Sid, now, have you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Why do crows get hit by a truck?
Why?
Why?
Because they can only say, car, car.
Oh, that is awesome.
Sid, you are a superstar, mate.
I bet you when they get hit by the truck, they say, truck, truck.
I want to adopt Sid. That was awesome.
How good is he?
Let's go to Littlehampton. G'day, Bailey.
Hello.
Hi.
How old are you, Bailey?
I'm 10.
Are you in year four?
I'm in year five.
Year five, sorry. You're a big fella, right?
What do you love about living at Littlehampton?
Family.
Is it a bit cold when you wake up in the morning?
Freezing.
You got a fire going at your house at night?
Yeah.
What's your best mate's name at school?
Lucy.
Ooh,
you got a girlfriend or anything?
All right, good on you, Bailey. Now, have you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
What's a snake's favourite subject in school?
All right, what is it?
History.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, good one, Bailey. Well done.
All right, what have you got for Sid and Bailey?
They have got family passes to AFL Max. This is a great place to have a party.
Yep.
You can learn, you can train, you can play. It's all indoors. Book at aflmax.com.au.
Oh, Sid and Bailey, how good.
Very good quality today.
Just absolutely outstanding lineup.
104.7 Triple M. He writes jokes for the front bar, and his mates call him Rosie. Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz, Adam Rosenbach.
We missed him for a couple of weeks, but he's back. Welcome, Rosie.
G'day, Roo, Loz, Dits. How are we all? Yeah, we going
good.
Well?
Good, where are you? Thank you.
I have been in Thailand, but before I get to my Thailand trip, I've got some breaking news for you guys. Yeah. I believe that Scott Morrison has just made himself coach of Essendon. So that is news that's coming down the pike. So.
The Governor-General just signed him in.
Yeah, it signed off on it. Yeah. It's all good, yeah. And by the Governor-General, you mean Gil McLaughlin.
Yes, exactly.
That would make sense.
You got a bit of celeb goss, I hear.
Yeah, so Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, I'm sure we're all devastated that those two have broken up.
Heartbreaking.
But it was heartbreaking. And after the breakup, Pete Davidson was spotted at a Target store in Cairns. He's filming something in far north Queensland. He was spotted wandering around Target in Cairns. And I've got to say, once Kim Kardashian ends things, it seems to go downhill pretty quickly. Like, if you're just wandering around in Cairns. And I just saw that and I was like, oh, you're too good for Kmart, are you, mate?
Yeah,
snob. You know?
Not good enough for Maya, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, Pete Davidson walking around Target, a man with a neck tattoo, he would have blended right in. No one would have even batted an eye in Target. And apparently they knew he was famous because it was the first time someone had been in Target in Cairns without stealing anything.
Right.
But it's happening all over the country. Pete Davidson spotted a Target in Cairns, and I'm hearing Taylor Swift was at Bunnings in Murray Bridge yesterday. It's all going down.
That is.
Hey, another big, big celebrity story from around the world. Lance Armstrong got married.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? Just a touching thing. He's been with his partner for 14 years, and they decided to tie the knot. And I imagine with Lance, he'd be very trustworthy. He would have said, honey, I only cheat on Tour de France's, not spouse.
Correct. That's right.
No prenup.
It's going to be okay.
I wonder where you were going there.
They had the gift registry. Obviously, that was you could get everything from the dark web.
Yeah.
So most of the things available on...
it was with Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And apparently, like, the wedding was delayed because the bride took ages to get to the church because the limo she was in was riding beside a cyclist to provide him water. So it took ages for him to get there. But it was a lovely ceremony. Lovely ceremony. They both said, I do, and then had his and her intravenous drips.
Nice.
So it was really nice. Supplied by Ricky Nixon, which is really cool.
Not danky.
No, not danky. Yeah. Ricky Nixon's a new man in town.
Yeah, he's going well. Actually, I saw that. It's his business. What's he do there?
If you're ever in Melbourne and you want to get some sort of like a hangover cure, you go and see Ricky Nixon and he puts a drip in you.
Was it the hair of the dog?
3 hours later, you are flying.
Yeah.
Dr. Ricky Nixon.
Exactly, yes. Anderson.
Oh, no.
And what's going on with the junk food advertising, Rosie?
One of the Teal Independent MPs who won in the last election, she has come out, so she's a former doctor, now an MP, and she said she wants to ban junk food advertising during sporting games that are aimed at children and during anything that's aimed at kids. And I just thought, well, there goes the big bash. So that's the end of the big bash as we know it. No more bucket heads in the crowd. I think that's certainly market, you know. Because, you know, it's definitely the junk food advertising aimed at the kids and not the 23 hours of iPad time that every kid is on that's making them unhealthy.
That's right.
Spot on, Rosie.
You're all over it.
I just think it's called, willpower. Like crypto.com sponsors everything these days, but you don't see me turning into a massive douchebag, do you? You've got to have willpower for this kind of stuff. And the one thing I don't understand with junk food advertising, how exactly does it work? Like, I've never seen a kebab ad in my whole life, and yet every weekend I'm 3D.
There you go. Good on you, Rosie. Enjoy the front bar this week. We'll talk next week.
Thanks for having me. See you guys next week. Have a great
Adam
week.
Rosenbarks.
Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Lies.
What a goal!
Overnight sports.
Well, Port Adelaide superstar, no surprise. Robbie Gray, he made his announcement yesterday of ending his career. It's his last game this weekend in the showdown, which adds a bit of spice, a bit of emotion to it. What does that mean for the Crows? Let's hear from Brody Smith.
We'll use that, yeah, for sure. as I said, he's made it very hard for us over the years, so we owe him a few, and it's a good chance for us to try and ruin his party on the weekend. I don't think we've had anything like what's coming this weekend, so... if it's a 50,000 Port home showdown, Robbie Gray playing his last game, it's going to be pretty tough, but we're up for it. It'd be a great experience.
Well, it's worked out well. The most successful showdown player in the history retires in a showdown at the end of the year. It's a perfect way to send off one of Port Adelaide's best players, if not the best player in their AFL history, up with Travis Boak and Gavin Wanganeen and Warren Tredray, a great group. He's a great bloke. And, all the best to Robbie Gray this weekend and life after footy as well. He's been thinking about it for a while.
Yeah, like I said, something had been on my mind for a while, and I had discussions with people that are close to me to get their opinion on things as well. But, I think I knew myself that it was time.
All right, and the coach, Ken Hinckley, basically said, get out there and run amok this weekend.
Rob?
Yeah?
Rob's got the keys. He's got the keys. He can do what he likes. He always has. He'll do it again on Saturday night. He'll have the keys. Go where you want, Rob.
Up forward, in the mid, whatever. You go and do what you want, Robbie. I know you've got the team at heart, so you can basically do whatever you want out in the ground. I trust you.
You might want to have a listen to The Bump as well, our AFL podcast, and Roo and Bernie Jars and the lads are discussing the career of Robbie Gray. So check that out, The Bump, on the Listener app. Now, in team news this weekend, it's been confirmed Shane McAdam will miss for the Crows. He's got that hamstring problem.
Wayne Miller will probably be back in.
That's good news.
Back from a back injury.
All right, Alistair Clarkson-Roo, what's happening today?
Well, North, he's advised GWS that he's not going to coach outside of Melbourne. So it's down to a race in two. That's North Melbourne and Essendon. I've also heard that that North Melbourne have put on a deadline, basically. They want to know today where he's at.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I think it's more heading towards the Essendon way. I can just see him on Anzac Day being at home. He's not going to get that pleasure at North Melbourne, even though he played for North Melbourne and there's some romance with that. But he's a big day, big game player, Alistair Clarkson. I think the big stars of Essendon will attract him there.
All right, the AFL has dished out some heavy fines. Sydney, Richmond, Collingwood, Brisbane, St Kilda. It's a couple of hundred grand's worth of fines for breaching COVID rules.
Yeah, and Sydney, the biggest one, and 50 grand of that goes into their soft cap, and there's no room in anyone's soft cap, so that will really, really hurt. They didn't do the testing properly and upload the information properly, so they've got a big whack. South Australian Richmond player Shane Edwards has also retired as well, just played 300 games, you know, won a heap of flags, superstar player. In the background a bit to their big superstars that they have at Richmond, but he could have easily won a Norm Smith medal or two. Shane Edwards, he is a gun.
Great
and had
player.
A big influence on the culture that dragged them from a laughing stock outside the eight for many years to a powerhouse that they've been over the last 5 years. Well done, Shane Edwards.
Amazing player. Yeah, what a career. In cricket news, Ian Chappell has hung up the microphone. He's retiring from the commentary box. And some people say still, Roo, that our greatest ever captain, Ian Chappell.
Captain Grumpy?
Yeah. He was a hard captain, yeah, for sure. And in soccer tonight, this is big. Adelaide United are taking on Adelaide City. And you said this earlier, it's like an AFL side playing an SANFL side. This is to get into the quarters of the Australian Cup. So big, big local derby. That's our look at sport.